The sound of an alarm woke him, a steady beeping right next to his ear. Rodney shook his sleep-muzzled head and reached for the alarm clock. Then he woke up enough to realize he didn't own an alarm clock, and it was his computer beeping at him from the nightstand, where he'd apparently left it when he fell asleep. Oh, shit, 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 it was the alarm from the northeast pier. Rodney was fully, horribly awake in an instant, his heart pounding, his hands flying on the keyboard. One life sign, headed down the corridor. Rodney dove for his earpiece and fumbled the radio on and shouted, "Shepard!" just as the life sign winked out. Damn it. Damn it all the fucking hell. Why? Why would Shepard do that when he was cured? He had to be cured. He practically said he was cured. And how had things gotten so screwed up that he couldn't even ask Rodney for sex when he needed it? Rodney grabbed his shoes. It was stupid and wrong and idiotic, and had he mentioned wrong? Even if it almost made sense why Shepard didn't want to have sex with him, he still shouldn't go risking his sanity, his life, just to avoid some emotional entanglement. It wasn't like Rodney was going to insist on anything. He hadn't even asked for anything. Shepard was being an idiot, and Rodney had no idea what to do about it, apart from the obvious rant he was going to let loose just as soon as Shepard came out of there. The corridor was only dimly lit, and Rodney was tempted to bring the power up to the sector. He was looking around, trying to catch sight of the faint shimmer of the force field when something grabbed him and yanked him hard behind a pillar, an arm around his waist. Oh, God, Shepard's arm, and Shepard's voice in his ear growling, "Fire in the fucking hole, McKay." An explosion rocked the corridor, debris flying past them, and Rodney jerked back against Shepard's body, which was warm and real and alive and not in there. Okay, he was a genius, but sometimes it took him half a second to process things, and Shepard had just blown up the damn ascension device. "Oh my God," Rodney said, still plastered hard against Shepard. "You are insane." "Yep," Shepard said, laconic and smug. "Might have even used enough C4. "Rodney?" That was Elizabeth's voice in his earpiece, sleepy and worried. "Was there just an explosion?" "Oh, hey, yeah, actually there was." Shepard elbowed him on his way to tapping his own radio. "Don't worry about it, Elizabeth. McKay and I have it under control." "Right, right. Cover story. They need Elizabeth mostly out of the loop here. Colonel Shepard just figured out how to take that force field down." "At 2 o'clock in the morning?" Shepard quivered against Rodney, and it took a moment to figure out that he was trying to keep from laughing. "Oh, you know how it goes," Rodney said airily. "You never know when a brilliant idea is going to strike." Elizabeth made a noise that sounded like a long-suffering sigh. "I'll expect a full report in the morning." "You got it," Shepard promised. "Shepard out." He turned to Rodney. "Come on, let's check it out." Rodney took a moment to bring the lights up on the corridor so they could see the damage. The force field was gone, and the room was a smoking wreck, but on second look, Shepard had placed the charges carefully, in the pod and under the consoles. "Where was the power source?" Rodney asked, because there was no evidence that anything capable of fueling a force field for 10,000 years had blown. It might have been interesting to look at. "I took it out before I planted the charges. It's all yours, right out in the hallway. I figured under the circumstances, it was the least I could do." "Oh, wow, thank you." But Rodney didn't go look at it, because his brain was too busy trying to sort out what was going on here. Was that supposed to be some sort of consolation prize? "So I guess this is it, then? You're free of it? All fixed now?" Shepard looked up from where he was examining the twisted, blackened mess that was all that was left of the pod. "Close enough," he said. He had a smoky smear on one cheek which absolutely did not look good on him. "You're off the hook, McKay. You've done your duty. Above and beyond, good going and all of that. Sorry, I don't think I can swing you any kind of civilian medal. Air Force isn't really at the times with this sort of thing." "You think I want a medal? What are you, nuts?" "Rodney," Shepard said with a roll of his eyes. "Oh, right, you were kidding about that part. Funny how it didn't make him feel any better. So, what, this means you don't need to have sex with me again?" Shepard looked away. "Yeah," he said softly, "that's what it means. I think, under the circumstances, it might be a good idea if you and I aren't alone together for a while." Rodney gritted his teeth. This was so wrong. So very wrong. So very different than the Shepard who had kissed him back mere hours ago. "You mind if I ask why? Because honestly, that's going to pretty ridiculous extremes." Shepard turned back to frown at him. "You need me to spell it out? I don't trust myself not to jump you, okay? And that would be a tragedy exactly how? Okay, I get that you don't want any kind of emotional entanglement, but I'm not asking for one here." Shepard opened his mouth to protest, but Rodney cut him off with a quick wave of his hands. "No, wait. Hear me out. We could make this work. We could be having lots of really, really great sex. We could be having sex right now. What the hell is wrong with that?" Shepard ducked his head so that Rodney couldn't read his expression. "Well, for one thing," he said quietly, "you're straight." Rodney snorted. "Based on the evidence of the past few weeks, I'm thinking not so much." Shepard's chin jerked up, and his hands clenched in fists against his sides. "Look, I can't," he said, his eyes wide and a little bit wild. "If I start now, I may never be able to stop." Rodney took a step towards him, then another step, while the whole situation did a flip-flop in his brain and snapped into astonishing clarity. "Wait, is that what this is all about? You think you're more into this than I am? Because, wow, that would really take some doing. I mean, I'm not saying it would be impossible, but statistically speaking, it would be pretty close." "Rodney," Shepard crossed his arms in front of his chest and his face went dark. "I'm not cured, okay? I just transferred the damn addiction." Rodney waved a dismissive hand. It wasn't like he didn't know that already. "Yes, yes, now you're addicted to sex, but I like sex, so really, I'm not seeing the problem here." Shepard grimaced and rolled his eyes. "I'm not addicted to sex, you idiot. I'm addicted to you." Oh, God. That was seriously not what Rodney was expecting. Rodney gulped. "Really? Wow. That was pretty damn amazing. Okay, wow, that works." He just never really thought that Shepard could... that Shepard was actually... that this was about him? That really, really works. Shepard's Adam's apple bobbed as he swallowed. "Are you nuts? Rodney, I want to lock us in a room together and not come out for a month. Maybe 2 months." "Oh yeah? Okay, that sounded pretty good. Really, he was up for it. Tell you what, I'll lay in a supply of MREs." "God," Shepard said, and he sounded so amazingly, delightfully gobsmacked that Rodney just had to kiss him.